This morning, matric students from all across the country are scrambling to find out their results, with South Africa's national matric pass rate for 2020 having dropped by 5.1 percentage points from 81.3% in 2019 to 76.2% in what was a tumultuous 2020. According to findings by the United Nations Educational, Science and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, as much as two-thirds of the 2020 academic year was lost on average worldwide due to COVID-19 school closures. South Africa in particular lost 19 weeks of schooling in 2020, making 2020 a truly unique and difficult year for its matrics and its other students. Associate Professor in the Department of Childhood Education at the University of Johannesburg, Professor Nikki Roberts, calls for 2021 to be the year of compassion when dealing with students across the board in South Africa. She reminds us that for many who don't have access, lost teaching time is lost forever.
You know, people have really battled this year, and it's been helped a little bit by TERS and a little bit by the COVID grant. But I think the social conditions have been really, really hard for both teachers and students, the learners in the COVID pandemic period. I don't expect that there's a huge difference with matrics, and I'll tell you why. The matrics were prioritized, you know, right from the beginning. That first hard lockdown, I think it was 3 or 4 weeks, matrics were given priority straight after that. They had no sports, they had no extramural commitments, and they had the most access to schools and to their teachers. In addition, matric exam examines a two-year program. So actually the bulk of what our matrics were assessed on last year was taught in 2019. So they got a solid grade 11. And then, sure, they had a disrupted and a difficult, and we know it's globally difficult time, but they were prioritized. My main concern are the children in foundation phase and those who came into the beginning of high school, and also the current matrics. You know, the current matrics lost the whole of grade 11, which is the bulk of our teaching for the NSC, for the matric exam. Is the majority of our children who are in quintile 1, 2, and 3 schools. So those are no fee schools and they don't have technology. They might have a feature phone in a home. But our schools in no fee areas haven't been able to set up communication systems. SMS remain inordinately expensive. Data costs are huge. So for me, yes, the impact on this year's matrics is likely to be far greater. Yeah, it's huge, huge numbers that we're seeing in terms of learning loss. And that's not just counting the actual time lost at school. It's also what the effects of that are on future learning. So for me, you know, in grade 1 and 2, you're learning to read. So you're a grade 3 now, but you haven't learned to read. And the knock-on effect of that on our children, added in with serious economic difficulties, serious trauma in families, to me this has to be the year of compassion, that we are flexible with our children about what we expect, that we are thankful for our educators for being in the front line, that we get them vaccinated as quickly as we can, and they are in the second phase. But this year, I think I said last year, schools can't be turned on and off like a switch. And the same thing's going to happen this year. We're going to have some that are on, some that are off, some that are mourning the passing of loved teachers, and some who are, you know, able to carry on because they aren't as impacted.
Professor Roberts also warns that lost teaching time is likely to have a severe impact on the country's socioeconomic landscape.
Yeah, you see, I think the way in which the haves in South Africa have been able to adapt is completely different to the realities of the majority of our population. So sure, you know, the kids in IEB schools and fee-paying schools have adapted and have had an opportunity to to have online learning and independent learning. At UJ, we've taken the decision to have, we expect to have online and hopefully blended forever. So the first years who are going to come in, those who are coming from privileged environments, fee-paying contexts, certainly have a huge advantage. But let's now look at the township kid or the child in Zitulele, hasn't got access to electricity, and their chances of getting into a university have suddenly just become a lot harder. They don't have a laptop, they don't have data, MassFast doesn't cover that. They're coming into an environment which should be supportive of their learning, but they first have to learn how to use a mouse and how to access data and credit. So it's just created this chasm of inequality. And so, yeah, I know in the global talk there's kind of, oh, well, the classroom's a thing in the past. Yeah, but, you know, let's look at the multi-grade schools in rural areas where blackboards are falling off the wall. That's not even on the horizon. And that is, as I say again, the majority of our students and teachers in those really harsh contexts. So for me, we have to find ways in which we are aggressively pro-poor in our approach to who has access and how we support learners who are then coming from disadvantaged environments, who have now have far greater needs when they're coming to an urban space with the added demand of online learning.
She concludes by reminding this year's matrix that it is possible to redo and even upgrade one's final matric results.
When looking at the matric results, I think you're completely correct. The pass is the very minimum, and it's just the notes kind of closure of your school career. But the certificate and the diploma and the degree passes are the indicators of quality in those courses. And I think universities are very aware of how disruptive 2020 was. It won't be a blight on anyone's CV to see that someone spent an extra year improving their results in order to get into the course that they wanted. I think in other years there might be a little bit of stigma about repeating or redoing. This is the year of compassion, and we have to understand that people need to meet certain criteria and that having a second stab at it isn't the end of the world.
2020 was without a doubt a tumultuous year for all students, but we wish the matric class of 2020 good luck and encourage them to keep in mind that while these results may be the end of their school career, they need not be the end, and upgrading one's marks is still a very viable option. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.